We are not alone. Love is with us. Maya Angelou ends her poem, Love's Exquisite Freedom, with the sentence, yet it is only love which sets us free. 1 John chapter 4 reads in part, Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. God is love. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And from Psalm 89, fear comes, but it will not overcome us. We will not give in to doubt, for your love casts out fear. I was in my mid-20s when I realized that my best explanation of the tenets of Christianity is that God is love. That's it. God is love. It says so right there in the Holy Bible. Throughout the next decade or so, I became so very weary of all the pontificating and theorizing that had been going on ad nauseum in the Mennonite church. In my mid-30s, when Assembly was still attempting to come out with some sort of LGBTQ statement, leadership asked for suggestions, and I, in all seriousness, suggested that our statement simply read, God is love. That was it. That was the answer to any question. In grade school, we had a very strict Bible memorization program. Because of this, many concepts and ideas were tucked into my brain, a lot of which I'm still able to pull out in King James English at any given moment. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:7-8. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Right? I definitely took both the golden rule and the second commandment to heart at a very young age. For most of my life, my goal has been to treat not only humans, but all living things as I would like to be treated, and to love them at least as much as I love myself, including possums, as today's animal of the dark illustrates. As I got older, I did wonder how I could define Christianity in a cohesive way. It often appears that many folks who call themselves Christian don't seem to believe in love for all of creation, but rather only their idea of the exclusively human elements. When I was 26, a dear friend of mine was killed by a car while he was bicycling. The dense fog of disbelief that hung around me stayed there for many months. And as I slogged through it, I found that what remained after death of a human form was love. Not only did it remain, but it was infinitely multiplied by all the loved ones who were still living. The only way I could make sense of the love I felt was to realize that God is love. I started replacing the word God with the word love, and my entire outlook on life began to shift. God is not a solitary being, but rather the word God is just another word for the concept of love. God is not a thing in the heavens. God is everywhere, and God is love manifest in each person. It's up to us to find, to share, to enable the ability to feel, and to embody love. This year has been relentlessly both vague and specific. The last 4 years have been fraught with lies and deceit. The last 30 years have been full of anguish. The last 400 years have been horrifying. I hate to be the one to break it to you if you haven't discovered this yet, but the human condition doesn't necessarily improve. What does increase, though, is the love that surrounds you, unfolds you, and holds you steady as you walk the thin line of constant joy and constant sorrow. There is a way through constant sorrow, and sometimes we need reminders. I'm not a fan of the painted rock craze. I like rocks. Actually, I love rocks. I grew up picking up rocks out of our corn and soybean fields in southwestern Minnesota. I found them fascinating, eternal, and full of story. So when I see a painted rock, my first feeling is of claustrophobia, and the second is of sacrilege. I want to set it free from its bondage. People love to paint rocks and leave them places for others to find them. I find many painted rocks in the county park where I work. I used to chuck them into the canal in hopes that in time the water and sand would scrub them clean. But then I found that one rock in a dirt pile painted blue with the words, "Be kind," painted on it. Well, who can get angry about such a message and discard it with little thought? My mind shifted, and now the rock rests on my desk calendar at work, reminding me each day to be kind. Be kind, speak the truth in love, and love my neighbor as myself. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Many years ago, Isaiah proclaimed, "The young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So if God is with us, and if God is love, then love is with us. Sometimes the thin thread of love is the only thing possible to hold us. If you find yourself in that place of constant sorrow, of horrifying regret, or of overwhelming tribulation, try to remember this. We are not alone. Love is with us.